Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first. Because he first. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and a thanksgiving to say thank you for one more day. Thank you for sitting high. Thank you for looking low. Thank you for being large and in charge. Father God, we bless you, we magnify you, and we praise you. Father God, as we rise and shine on this morning, we ask that you would forgive us for every sin of omission and commission in Jesus' name. We're asking that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father God, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare that it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In all things we give you praise. In all things we give you thanks. And we love you and we thank you for your love towards us. Father God, we come embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, Father, that you would take this day and unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Bless our services this morning, Father, here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we thank you for your precious eternal word that will never, ever, ever return into you void. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Amen, 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 amen. Top of the morning to you and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Jesus Christ as Lord. Amen. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living. Hallelujah. He's the living God. He is not dead. He is alive. Amen. And we bless him and we thank him. We want to welcome all of our first time listeners around the globe. Amen. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you for visiting with us this morning. You have come to the right place at the right time. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, and giving God all of the honor. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. It is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. We ask that you would visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and find out more about our ministry and all that we have done, all that we are doing, and many things yet to be revealed. Amen, amen, and amen. We're still on the subject of love. Amen. Let's talk real love, real love. Today is part number 9. Amen. In our series. Amen. What does love have to do with it? Well, the answer is absolutely, absolutely everything. Amen. and amen. This morning, amen, coming to us to share the word of God, amen, hallelujah, is our minister, Shannon Rao, out of Philadelphia. We want to thank God for her, amen, all that she does in the Lord's kingdom, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. And we want to thank God that she is a prayer warrior. Amen. Glory be to God. She is gifted with many gifts. Amen. Glory be to God to be blessing the body of Christ with her gifts. We want to thank God for her purposes and thank God for her desire to fulfill them. Amen and amen. So we want to thank God for her. Amen. And at this time, amen, without any further ado, we want to introduce to some and present to others our Minister Shannon, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, good morning, Sister Sproul. Are you there?
Good morning, Pastor. Yes, I am.
God bless, God bless, God bless. Thank you for being here on this morning. Amen. And the floor is absolutely yours.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I just always like to start with a word of prayer. I'm just going to start with the model prayer that we learned from. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, God, for one more day. One more day to serve you, one more day. Okay. I've been asked to speak on love, and I have something to say that God, that I believe that God has placed on my heart. So I pray right now that he will be glorified and we will be edified. And we already know what the devil feels like today because we're here and we're serving God and we're in his hands. So we thank God for it all. This is also, not only are we speaking on the topic of love, but this is Women's National Month. This is Women's National Month. But we're going to get back to that in a minute. So I intertwined both of them, love and International Women's Month, Women's History Month. So if I had to give this elaboration on love, this word on love, a title, it would be, don't let your flesh override God's word. Don't let your flesh override God's word. For those that like poetry and reading and reading comprehension, these are things that I excelled in as a child in my formative years in junior high and elementary. I excelled very highly in writing, reading comprehension, and writing poetry and poems. This started out as a young child. I can remember If by Rudyard Kipling. This is one of my favorite poets, and also another well-known poet by the name of Elizabeth Barrett Brownings. If you've ever heard the poem, How Do I Love Thee, Let Me Count the Ways, this was written by Elizabeth Barrett Browning in 1850. How do I love thee, let me count the ways. Some of us have heard this poem before. This is a poem that was written by Elizabeth, Barrett Browning, as a dedication to her husband in 1850. The meaning of Brown's poem is that true love is an all-consuming passion. The quality of true love, the poet especially stresses, is that spiritual in nature. True love is an article of faith. References to soul, grace, praise, faith, God, and saints of God help create this impression when we walk in God's love, expressed all throughout the Bible. Well, I want to tell you that Elizabeth Barrett Browning was a Christian. She was one of the first pioneers of Christianity as a woman serving back in the 1800s, which was not an easy thing to do. As I read up on Elizabeth Barrett Browning, I found out that she was overcome by a domineering father who back in those times, many men did not believe a woman should be, you know, learn in silence and sit back and not use her talents. And so she withdrew into herself, and she was alone most of the time, and she put pen to paper and began to be a poet. I mean, she wrote some of the most beautiful poems, not just "How Do I Love Thee, Let Me Count the Ways." She wrote many poems. She went on to get married, and she loved her husband so much that God placed on her heart to write this poem. And if you ever read it, you need to go back and look at it. And if you look it up online, you can find the poem and you can read it and see the spiritual overtures that it has, where she intertwines her Christian beliefs with God's true love. She went on to have one son, and she was married for 16 years up until she died. And it was just a beautiful thing to learn about women of those times, and also great pioneers for the gospel of Christ. And it was one of them. But all the promises of God, no matter how many they are, find their fulfillment in Christ. All who find in God the fulfillment of God's love through his promises, add your amen. If you've ever found fulfillment in God's promises, you can add an amen to that right now. There are so many promises. I mean, how he loves us. Let us count the ways, how much God loves us. In Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? Is it Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again? Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. When I read this scripture, what it says to me, nothing on this earth can ever separate me from God. Whether I'm going through bad or good, whether I'm suffering as a Christian, going through hardship, nothing can really ever separate us from the love of God, not even death. Love precedes death. I'm pretty sure many of us have loved ones that have passed on, parents, children, aunties, uncles, whatever. But one thing remains the same. We still remember them, and we still love them, even in death. And if it was a way for them, I believe, to express their love, they probably would, from wherever they are. But we know that nothing should never allow anything to separate us from God. What a wonderful God we have. He is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of every mercy, and the one who is so wonderfully comforts and strengthens us in our hardships and trials. And why does he do this? Because of love. And also so that when others are troubled, needing our sympathy and encouragement, we can pass on to them the same help and comfort God has given us. In times of need, we can show agape love. And we all know that God is love. But God loved us so much that he sent his son to come to this world, to be born, to live his life, and to die on a old rickety cross for us. It was love that kept Jesus on that cross for us. It was love that brought us into existence by God loving us. He said in his word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. But that also means that God is love. His love brought us into existence. And his love continues to propel us forward. So that when others are troubled, needing our sympathy and encouragement, we can pass it on to them the same help and comfort God has given us in our trouble. God has comforted us. And this, too, to help you, to show you from our personal experiences how God will tenderly comfort you when you undergo these same sufferings. He will give you the strength to endure, to endure. Now, as the Holy Spirit began to download these things to me, I was not surprised. I was not surprised because I know that God has been speaking to me for a minute these last few weeks and days. I just have been going through this, but I thank God for bringing me out and for the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. But we all know that God loves us unconditionally. When someone else can't forgive you for the faults, your failures, your offenses, we know all we got to do is go to God and just with a sincere heart and say, God, please forgive me. And God will do it. God will remove our sins so far from us. It says he removes them so far as the east is from the west, as he remove our sins. And he doesn't remember them anymore. What human person do you know that has a soul and a spirit can do that? Only through God can we do these things. Only through Christ can we do it. When we open up our Bibles, let me just say it like this. We are Bibles at a promise. We look up to God, and God says to us, you can have all that through Christ. And we know that from Philippians 4:13, trust in Christ. We say amen to God. We can trust God. We can stand on his promises that anything that we ask for, whatever it is that we need, hope, or desire, God will give it to us. If we're standing on his promises and on his word, he say no good thing he will withhold from us that those that walk uprightly before him. We got to stay in his presence all the time. So when we open up our Bibles at a promise, and we say amen, God speaks through Christ, and we believe in Christ. Christ reaches down, and faith stretches up, and every promise of God is fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Let me say that again. Christ reaches down, and our faith stretches up, and every promise of God is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And through him, we appropriate and take them to ourselves, and we say, yes, Lord, I trust you. This is the believing yes. This is the love of God in its fullness. When we allow God's love to come into our hearts, we won't be so easily offended. When we allow God's love to permeate our lives and our minds, we won't look at others with jealousy, hatred, bigotry, envy. But we will look at them through the eyes of our God, and we will love them. Even if God shows us flaws and weaknesses in others, we will still say, okay, God, but this is my sister and brother. Let me fall to my heart's knees and pray for them. Let me fall to my heart's knees and say a word of encouragement to them. Let me help them through love, not any other motive. And there is no stronger emotion on this earth than love. faith, hope, and charity, which we know charity means love. Love is the most strongest of all of the attributes, all of the emotions, especially when we, when God changes our DNA from the natural to the spiritual. Once your DNA has been changed to that, if we are true Christians, how can we say that we hate one another? Because that is the truth. If we say we are part of Christ, we have to love one another. We have to. That has to be evident in our walk. We cannot serve God without having love in our hearts, because the very God that we serve is love. We were molded and made and shaped in love. Even though we were brought forth in sin and shaped in iniquity, it was God bringing us together, forming us in our mother's womb, no matter how you came about. That was God's love to bring you here. He prepared a body and placed us in it. That's love. Who do you know, any human being on this earth walking, that would sacrifice their child for you, for me? Who do you know that would do that? Abraham. I must commend my brother Abraham, who had faith, great faith Abraham had. But to sacrifice your only son, he was ready to do it. But how many of us can say that we are really able to do that? If God was to come and ask you to sacrifice your child for someone else, would you do it? Let's be honest. No. We love our children. We want them to live. We don't want them to be hurt. We don't want them to suffer pain. We don't want them to go through things like we went through coming up. That's why when we look around and we see the decaying generation that we see now, that's why they can commit so many loveless acts, because they don't know anything about true love. Love is not being apparently displayed in the homes, because if it was being displayed in the way that God intended it to be, how can you sit here and hurt people carelessly? I mean, we know young people and men and women of light. I mean, you can give them your wallet, give them, and it don't be much money that they're killing for. They killing for next to nothing. That means that they don't value life. They don't value their life. They don't know what love is. They don't know how it feels to be embraced and embodied with the spirit of love. And this is why they're able to go out here and do this. You have to wonder, what are the parents showing them in the household? But if you was to ask those same children or young people, whomever is doing this, would you want somebody to do this to your mother, sister, brother, whatever? Would you want this to happen to them? I bet you most of them will say, no, I don't. So why are you out here doing it? That has to make you think sometimes. I can't see how, especially, I'm going to say it like the Holy Spirit is putting it on my heart, that if we say we love God, but we hate our brothers and sisters who we see every day. We walk alongside each and every one of us every day. We may not know one another. We may not know the strangers we walk past. But if we're walking in agape love, how can we as saints say honestly, I love God, I praise God, my life I owe to God, I give God my all, but you still turn around and you say, ooh, I don't love you. And you know how you say that? In your actions. Anytime you sit by, you see a brother or sister in need, and you say to yourself, I'm going to pray for you. And yeah, there are times, yes, we are supposed to pray, but love is also a word of action. That love should drive you into action. If you can do something to help somebody, help them. And do it with a sincere heart. These scriptures, the word of God is truth. Every part of these 66 books is truth. We're supposed to walk in them. We're supposed to not only walk in them, we're supposed to do them. And love is a key component to our relationship from God to us and from us to the world. If the world sees us acting like this amongst each other in the body of Christ, why would they want to come in out from the darkness to us? when they see us backbiting, slandering one another, stabbing one another in the back, acting like little children fighting on the playground. No, it's mine. It's mine. No, I want it. No, this is mine. No, God, can I do it? I can do it better than that person. God, why? If they see us fighting like this and acting like this, why would they want to come in? Well, gee, aren't they supposed to be the saints of God? Aren't they supposed to be the particular people of God? Love is not just a mere word that we speak. We will be held accountable for every idle word that we speak. And I've been told from this book in the Bible, that if we tell somebody that we love them, but in our hearts we really regard iniquity against that person or angry with them without a cause or any other thing that does not show love, how dare we? If you are not allowing God's love to permeate your heart, your life, where it's making a true difference, that when we are faced with these situations that we find ourselves in out here in this world, then what is it all for? Is it worth it to go through our whole life? I mean, your whole entire life, from the point you was born up until now. For me, that's 54 years. For some of you, you know how old you are. But then we go and meet Christ, and then he say, get away from me. I never knew you. But he brings up, you know, he recalls, you know, the things that you did in his book. And one of them is, well, I see on this particular day, on 3/15/23, I told you to show love. So to show love, meaning I'm going to pray for you right now. But in my heart, I'm happy that you're going through whatever you're going through. I don't want to rejoice with you because you have something that I've been waiting on God to do for me. So I can't rejoice with you. I can't be happy. I can't love you enough to say, you know what, God bless you. And God already knows our hearts and our needs. And when our time comes for us to receive the blessings that he has for us, he'll give them to us. Some of us not ready because we're not walking in love. We're not walking in faith. I don't know what the heck we're walking in, but we're not walking in love. And you're certainly not ready for some of the blessings that we're asking God for. So why be jealous and envious and backbite somebody over something that you already know in your heart you're not ready? Because if you're already walking in that and saying those things in your heart, you know you're already not ready. But if love is motivating and driving you, then let me tell you something. That blessing that you're waiting for, God will release it. And it's coming to you soon. Very soon. No matter what we do, if you take love out of the equation of our existence and our walk with Christ, it means nothing. No matter what we do, it means nothing if it is not motivated with the right kind of love. We've had people come to us in the midnight hours. We've had people call upon us for prayer at different times in our lives. And it is up to you how you choose to respond to the world. But one thing that needs to be evident in the body of Christ and us as believers, that when they come to us, they must see something in us. And the first thing they need to see is our love and our compassion and our mercy. You must remember that we are just skin and bones. We are not God. We do not sit on the throne. We do not look down upon the earth. We are in this earth. We are on this earth. We are foreigners here, but we must represent God in love. When God has selected you, it doesn't matter who else has rejected you or neglected you. God's favor outweighs all opposition. Don't let your flesh override God's word. Don't let the cares of this world come in and choke the word of God out of you. Don't let the kids of this world choke the love out of you. Essence of who God is. God is love. You know, mold and make you into the servant of God, that he will have you to be, that when God asks you to do something out of love, not only for God, but for every human being on this earth, you step up to the plate and allow him to do it. And I'm going to leave you with one more scripture. which comes from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. I pray that this word has helped somebody to understand love and our love walk. We thank God for using us for every purpose that he wants to use us for. We thank him for using us. And we say, God, have your way, God. Here we are to worship. Here we are to serve you. Here we are, God. Fill us up. Everything in us that is not like you, God, we ask you to remove it right now, God. Help us, God, not only just to be a hearer of your word, but a doer. Help us, God, to allow your love to move in our hearts, our minds, to be our only and main determination, God, for the survival of our world and our planet, God. Help us, God. Let brotherly love continue, as it says in Hebrews 13:1. Let brotherly love continue, God, that we can help, strengthen, guide, encourage, give. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing and keeping us, God, in Jesus' name, God. I pray, God, that you have been glorified and that your people have been edified, God. Shower down over them with love, grace, mercy, strength today, whatever they have to do, God. Help them, God, not to lean to their understanding, but yours, God, and allow you to come in and give them the direction and wisdom that they need to govern their lives and the lives of their families in our world. And we say thank you, Lord. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and we are so glad and so grateful and so humble. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. Everyone have a blessed day.
Amen and amen. Amen. We want to thank God for a timely, on-point, anointed word. Amen. Today, amen, that was so powerful. Amen. That was very, very, very powerful. Don't let your flesh override God's word. My God, the title carries the message all in itself. You could have just gave us your title and gave the benediction. That's how powerful your title was. Amen. And you gave so many wonderful bullet points, a message definitely worth listening to over and over and over again. Christ reaching down, our faith reaching up, that every promise is fulfilled in him. How love is the strongest emotion. And you also said that God's favor outweighs all opposition. My God. My God, my God, my God. So we just want to thank God, amen, for that thorough, amen, elaboration, message, teaching, message, amen, on the essence of love, you know. And you just hit it like you always do, Sister Shannon, you know, and especially talking about jealousy, how we sometimes we're so jealous of other people and know that we're not ready and can't even tell the people, can't even give the person a blessing. And I'm experiencing a lot of that. I'm finding out who my true friends are. In ministry and in my personal life. And people are envious without even saying something. Sometimes they don't even have to speak, and that indicates, amen, the jealousy that's in their hearts. But love overrides all, amen. And we want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for you. Awesome. Okay, we're glad that everything is coming together for you. Amen. Glory be to God day by day, pinch by pinch, inch by inch. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Any announcements, anything? We don't want to put anybody under pressure, but we'd like to give you another minute, maybe two, if there are any announcements in reference to your personal projects or anything else you would like to share, if you desire. If not, we'll save it for next time.
I just want to say for us to keep one another in prayer. Just keep us praying. Pray without ceasing. And as far as all the endeavors and all the things that God has placed in my heart, you know, the Holy Spirit is still leading and guiding me. I'm still a work in progress. I am the clay and he is the potter. I just want to have a willing heart and desire that God will just continue to use me, because I want to see people saved, healed, and delivered too, not just myself, not just my personal family, all of us. And just look forward to the book. I just look forward to it. It's going to be packed with some things that are going to help and deliver some people, a book of Exodus for all of us. And just want to say thank you. Everybody have a blessed day and a blessed week.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Because indeed you are highly gifted and highly anointed. And that's a sign. The devil works overtime. The greater the gift, the deeper the fight, the more intense the fight from the enemy, because what the enemy tries to do is destroy our destiny, destroy our faith, our confidence. You know, from any angle he can get in, he wants to destroy us, because what happens is we become a threat to his kingdom. And so this is what your fight is about, Minister Shannon. Amen, because you are a heavyweight, as I preached on Sunday, and I'll be preaching for the next two Sundays, amen, about the, I titled it, Let's Get Ready to Rumble, amen, and I'm using the movie Creed 1, Creed 2, and Creed 3. I spoke on Creed 1 on last week. I'll be speaking on Creed 2 this week and Creed 3 the following week, but he was a heavyweight, see, and so are you. You are a heavyweight in the Lord's kingdom, and the devil knows it. And so what he tries to do is the same thing he did with Creed, same thing he did with me and everyone else, is to destroy your faith. Amen. But keep going. Amen. And God bless you, and we appreciate you and all that you do in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing to have you on the team. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You've been listening to our Minister Shannon Sproul. Amen. We want to thank God, amen, for the blessing that she brings to the body of Christ. Amen. And to the Life Way Jesus Kingdom Ministry. If you desire, amen, to have her come and share on your platform, maybe on your ministry, your podcast, you know, whatever you got going, amen, and you need a solid, sincere word. One thing you know, about Sister Shannon, she keeps it real. She's very authentic, something like me. She'll just give it to you. Amen. Glory be to God. She'll tell it like a T.I. is. And you know, some people might say she's telling too much. But you know what, beloved, when you share it all, amen, without any reservations, in the Lord's timing and with the Lord's wisdom, that's a true sign that you are really ready. You are really ready, amen. You're withholding nothing, and you just want God to do a complete and total work, amen. So reach out to us, amen, our Minister Shannon or any other of our ministers that you hear here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. This is what we do. Amen. This is what we do. We know we come to serve. Amen. Glory be to God. And we serve in pleasure. Amen. And amen. Today is Wednesday. We will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. Praying. You know what, Minister Shannon? See, when we talk to people from our spirit and from our heart, people hear that. Now, there's nothing wrong with reading from notes and reading from paper. And sometimes we read other people's notes and other people on other people's papers. And it's nothing really wrong with that. It's, you know, because the word is going out. But people know when you're talking from your head or when you're talking from your heart. And your audience will always pick up what came out of your heart, what came out of your spirit. That's your audience. Those are the people that will follow you. Those are the people. And so we want to thank God because, Minister Shannon, I heard you from your heart. But the truth of the matter is I always hear you from your heart. But I really heard you on a deeper level. You can tell where your meditation and preparation for this message penetrated you. Because I heard you today from a deeper level that I had not heard you from before. And that's a good thing. And beloved, that's really the whole purpose of love, to take us all on a deeper level. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God help us. I was looking on the Facebook page. I flip through social media. I don't really spend a lot of time on social media. But the sister said, Lord, help me to love my enemies. Ah, God have mercy. Woo. Now, you know, we got to preach that one before this month is up. Lord, help me to love my enemies. My God, Jesus. Okay, 8 o'clock tonight, we will be back for Bible study. Since I'm going to be on social media the rest of the week, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, we'll probably do the teleconference call tonight, amen, at 8 o'clock for our Bible study, amen, in Jesus' name. And we bless be the name of the Lord, all right? And then we'll be back here again tomorrow morning, same time, same place, same station. Amen, hallelujah, lifting up the name of Jesus, amen. God is so good. All the time and all the time, the Lord God, he is good. All right, I think that is it for today. I don't think there's anything else. Hallelujah. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, you received it today. You came to this service for a breakfast and you received it. Well, I don't know if you received it, but it was given out. It's up to you to receive it. Amen. Love. What was the breakfast? It was a table full of love. Table full of love. Amen. Glory. How did Minister Shannon put it? Amen. I don't have it word for word because I'll be trying to listen and write at the same time. And a lot of times when you're writing, you know, it's I take little shorthand notes because I really want to hear what she's saying. Amen. And a lot of times when I do shorthand, I can't go back and interpret it because it was too short. Amen. But she said, when Christ reaches down and our faith reaches up, and then every promise in God is fulfilled. There it is. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Amen. Glory be to God. That's the beginning of our walk. It's not the end because we have to grow in love. We have to grow in Christ. We have to grow. It's the beginning. So many people give their life to Christ and they quit. They stop. Like that was all to it. And then they continue living like, you know, they always live, doing like they always did. You know, no. Then you got to examine your salvation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Okay? So when you give your life to Christ by faith, amen, that is the beginning of a walk, a new walk, a new fellowship, a new relationship, and you grow in that. See? You grow in that. And you become like Jesus. It's a process, amen, but you become like Jesus. Amen. As Minister Shannon said, all the promises are fulfilled as your faith continues to reach up to him. But as she also elaborated, not directly, but if you was listening to what Sister Shannon was saying, see, our faith works by love. So since faith is the only thing that can please God, and if you don't have love, you don't have faith. You see why your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Oh, this thing gets deep. It gets deep, beloved. The bottom line is this. In conclusion, as we give the benediction, Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we love you, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you. Thank you for Minister Shannon, Father. Thank you for, we see the transition taking place in our lives. She is no longer being conformed, but transformed. We see the transformation taking place. We thank you, Father. We see the blossoming. We see the growth. We see it, Father. We see it. And a lot of times, most times, we grow through tribulation. That's how we grow. And so, Father God, you call it a light affliction because you allow us to experience it, but you always bring us out. And then when you bring us out, you always bless us for going through it. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you. Continue to bless Sister Shannon, Father. Keep her encouraged, Father God, and help her to encourage herself. In the name of Jesus, help her not to give up, help her not to surrender, help her not to throw in the towel, but help her to keep on pressing. And we thank you, Father God, because her destiny is bright and the ladder is greater. Father God, everybody under the sound of my voice today, you see the need. We thank you for supplying the need. We say thank you for keeping us from harm's way, danger seen, danger unseen. We bless you, Father, and we magnify you. Meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock, back tonight at 8. Your will be done, Father. Your will be done. Father, this is the day of your coming, the day of your returning. Jesus doesn't have to crack the sky. Jesus can crack the sky and we could be caught up, or death can take us out. It's still our rapture. We got two ways to be raptured, and we don't know which one coming first, but we know they both coming. Father God, help us to be ready. Help us not to be caught in the okie doke. Help us not to be caught with junk in our hearts, envy and jealousy and lying and hatred and sin and unlovable and not loving folks and making excuses for everything. Father, please help us to help ourselves. Help us to surrender. Help us to humble ourselves. Help us to submit. Help us to yield. Help us, Father. Help us. Oh, glory be to God. Help us to reach up as you're reaching down, that all of your promises in Christ will be manifested in and through our lives. And we say thank you. We bind absolutely, bless the prayer warrior at 12 o'clock today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, bless her, God. Bless everyone that serves in this ministry. The devil been trying to rip this ministry up for a long time, Father God, but we're still standing. We know some stuff going on, being cleaning up in the background, God. We know some deliverance still need to take place in the hearts of your people. God, we know it. We don't have to speak on it. You know it. We know it too. We just want to say, first of all, thank you for delivering us from the junk. Now, Father God, we ask that you would deliver our brothers and sisters from the junk. Help us to truly love one another and care for one another and support one another. Father God, encourage one another. Pray for one another. Stop giving one another the evil eye and coming up with conspiracies and thinking evil. You said love don't think evil. Father God, help us here at the Life Word Jesus Ministry. We don't know what's going on with other people's ministries. But Father God, you have assigned us to this ministry, and we all have a part to play. If it's nothing more than touching and agreeing, we all have a part to play, Father God, and we all have a prayer to pray. And you said we are in sin if we do not pray one for another. Help us not to be foul carrying sin because we refuse to pray for somebody, as Sister Shannon said, because it looked like they blessed. We mad, arrogant, and got an attitude. Oh, God. Oh, God. How low. How low. Father God, we've already been low. We don't want to be low no more. We want to come up and keep coming up higher and higher and higher in that agape type of love, which is the highest form of love, the highest emotion, as Minister Shannon said, the highest of the high. Help us, God, to help ourselves and one another. Because true love, Father God, does not focus on itself. True love focuses on you, and true love focuses on other people. That's true love. Thank you for helping us, God. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and to declare, it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. And we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful day, a beautiful day, an awesome day. Amen. And Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again, Minister Shannon, and everybody under the sound of my voice. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Blessing you so much. Bless you.
whatever you're going through. Something right now. Don't know which way to turn. Yeah, sleepless nights, crying all night long. Yeah.